Hi, I'm Jessica Carter, and this is your Metabolic Reset, helping you reach your health goals with simple tips and strategies. Is giving better than receiving? Happiness experts will say definitely yes. I think a lot of us think we would be so happy if we won the lottery. As I record this, Powerball right now is at $1 billion. And yes, we are definitely getting a ticket. But fairly recently, a study came out that found that the ideal income is $95,000 for life satisfaction and in between $60,000 and $75,000 for emotional well-being. Now, we've definitely gone through inflation lately, so I would probably add 5 to 10%, but that doesn't really change the numbers that much. Researchers found that happiness plateaus when a salary increases over $100,000. So someone who makes, I'll say $105,000 with inflation, isn't that much happier at $150,000 than they were at $105,000. This is kind of, I think, surprising to a lot of people. It was to me when I first heard that. But every once in a while, you know, we think about leveling up in my business and maybe I'll add something else to my business. And we're like, what do we need that we don't have right now? And the answer usually comes back to giving. Anything we have more than, and we are giving, but sometimes it's just fun to think about how much you could actually give. Giving and helping others is actually what brings us joy more than receiving a salary or a bonus or a big influx in your business. So a Chinese proverb says, if you want happiness for an hour, take a nap. If you want happiness for a day, go fishing. If you want happiness for a year, inherit a fortune. If you want happiness for a lifetime, help someone else. I love that quote so much. So what are some ways you can help others, or we can help others? One way is to buy products from companies that give back. And there is a big push for that right now. I like how people are really starting to look for companies that are doing good in the world versus hurting the world. And so all I did was Google what companies give back to the community, and I found a huge list. If that's what interests you, feel free to just Google that. If you have a wholesale membership with doTERRA, you probably know how much they give back. Just purchasing essential oils from doTERRA is helping people all over the world. You can take it a step further by checking the little $1 donation box on your loyalty order. And $1 might not sound like a lot, but about 6 million people are on LRP or their loyalty order that process every month. And so when we're talking about in between $5 and $6 million a month, that is world-changing money. And they also have the option for checking the box $1, $5, $10, $25, or $100. And I'm definitely going to put a link here where you can see what all the Healing Hands is going towards from doTERRA. They're like, these are the projects that we're working on right now, and I'll include that link. If you follow me, you probably know that I just recently returned from Bulgaria for the lavender harvest. It was amazing, but I was also able to see how doTERRA is giving back in this community. One of the places we visited was the Wonder Garden, and it's a community garden that employs special needs teens and young adults. It's right behind Lidl, so people could shop for their necessities and then go right to the garden and get their veggies. It was so, so amazing to see. Now, Bulgaria doesn't allow people with disabilities to work, And I do believe this came from a good place of protecting them from being exploited, but these amazing owners of the foundation are actually lobbying to change the law. doTERRA's Healing Hands Foundation donated a well system to the Wonder Garden, solar power, a tractor, a van to transport veggies to different restaurants in the community, which I think is so cool, and furniture for a few of the young adults that were ready to live on their own in their own apartment and their roommates. I think that's so sweet. So while we were there, we helped prepare a field for planting by removing all the rocks and glass and debris, and it just felt so amazing to give back. Another program that's in Bulgaria is the Summer Music Program, and this allows high schoolers to come together for in between 2 and 3 weeks with a famous conductor and play in an orchestra where what they normally wouldn't have an opportunity to even play in an orchestra. As a former music teacher, obviously this super spoke to my soul. So when I left that, my cup was so full. doTERRA is actually in 100 countries, so they might build a hospital, schools, well for clean water, whatever that community needs, and they ask, what do you need? And they make sure that they have whatever they need. So if you'd like to go on one of these trips, I highly recommend it. They're super amazing. You really get to see the heart of the company. You can join what's called the 25 Collective. And so I just log into my doTERRA account, and I search the word 25 and hit enter, and it'll see $25 donation. It'll come up and have like a little 25 symbol. You just add that to your LRP. Whenever they have a trip coming up, they will notify you. So I know that coming up is Kenya in November. You can go. So add your 25 to your LRP and you'll be invited. It's not free. Some people do think that I do earn some trips free, but these are not, because whatever we spend on this trip helps go to the project that they're doing there, if that makes sense. So it's also a fundraiser for that community. Kenya was absolutely life-changing. I learned so much about what they're doing in Kenya too. So doTERRA also has a lot of leader-led fundraisers, and doTERRA will match whatever is raised and also covers all the admin costs, which can actually get quite expensive. So it's an amazing thing that they do. You might know that I've been supporting a local food pantry for a few years that really helps kids in the area. And it's a mobile food pantry, so it goes into the communities where the people can't even drive. They don't have transportation to get to a food pantry. So it's quite amazing. It makes me so happy to support this. And I'm going to put another link. So this is a little bit different than the last link that goes to the Healing Hands page that shows the leader-led programs and fundraisers. So you can just kind of scroll through and maybe something will speak to you, or maybe even you want to start one day. And you and I can start talking about that if you're really looking to start and raise money and have doTERRA match that. It makes you feel so good. Like it helps me feel so much better than how much money I'm spending, if that makes sense. So maybe you want to start with some random acts of kindness. And these are some fun ones. You could just leave a gift on someone's doorstep. Learn a worker's name. It could even be like a barista, a doorman, a grocery clerk. And then every time you see them, you just really say their name and speak to them. It's actually quite special when someone calls you by your name. We don't get a lot of that in our society anymore. You could give someone a heartfelt compliment. So both of those are free and makes both people feel amazing. Talk to someone alone in an office or at a party. You could make two lunches and give one away. I like when I see the pictures of people leaving like a $20 bill on a pack of diapers. I like that one. Or when you're in a Starbucks or Chick-fil-A. I feel like those are the two where I see it the most, and you pay for the person behind you, and then it just starts that trickle effect and people keep paying. Love it, love it, love it. So just pick one. It can even be a free one. Pick one this week and see how good it feels, and see if you agree with me that giving actually is better than receiving. Please subscribe or follow, and I will see you next time.